There's a deep dark cave that you visit on a whim, where you store your long forgotten memories of him. And I'll watch you go each time you disappear, when something long forgotten whispers in your ear. Whoa, 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 whoa. Takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. When your thoughts go wandering, tell me, where do they go? Oh, it takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, it's been a while since I've seen you here. Yeah, you're dressed up nice and sip your can of beer. And I'll wonder if my voice can draw you near, 'cause every time before I've been ignored, my dear. Whoa, 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 whoa. Takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. When your thoughts go wandering, tell me, where do they go? Oh, it takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, it takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. When your thoughts go wandering, tell me, where do they go? Oh, it takes one to know one, honey. Takes one to know. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Matthew Howlett on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the Dogwater Studios high above downtown Reno in the University District. It's me, Rick Dogwater Dick Spagnola, and all the other hosts didn't show up.
Except for me.
And Kim. And a couple of guest hosts that we'll get to in a minute. And more important than that, our amazing guests, the wonderful Matthew Howlett and the cast from Shakespeare in Love.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You did great,
dude.
Rick.
For no practice and not knowing what the fuck I was going to say, other than those two names, that was not bad.
We are a ship that is captainless today because Rory is sick.
It's so sad.
And Nick is busy doing something. I don't know.
He sounded like he was sick, like throwing up sick.
Yeah, and I know he's very sick. I don't know what Nick's up to, but
I've been sick twice this year, and he was like, "I think I'm not going to come because I'm sick." I'm like, "Yeah, that's
fine. Probably a good idea. Probably
that's
for the
fucking
best.
Great. Yeah, why don't you do that?
We got a room full of people here anyway, so where would we have put him?
No, it's true. Well, and then Nick and Andrew were like, "Hey, can I stop by real quick and pay you money?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you want to be on the show?"
Oh, that's how Nick got roped into all this. Okay, I was
both
curious.
Pretty much. Yeah,
let's go around the room. We've got Nick go up from Grimtones here.
Nick Taro.
Nick Taro.
In the local band, the Grimtones. He's
not,
ever heard.
He's not just a Grimtone. He's also a comedian.
No, also stand-up comedian. I disappoint my parents in so many ways, guys.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And then we have...
My name is Matthew Howlett. I do some local music. I host an open mic in Reno. I host a podcast in Reno. I do some stuff, so...
What's your podcast called?
It's called Art After Dark Reno, hosted by my better half, the brand of the operation, Callie Lady.
Okay.
So she's really awesome.
What did he say?
We'll get into that in a little bit. And then we've got...
Bill Ware. I'm the director for Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, we know Bill.
Well, the audience might not.
Oh, they know Bill.
They know. Some everybody of them. Knows. Good to have you back, Bill. And then we've got...
My name's Cody Hamilton. I'm an actor. I write stuff. I do film and theater.
And you're playing Shakespeare.
I'm Shakespeare.
You are Shakespeare.
In Shakespeare in Love. I'm the one in love. That's me.
Yeah. And then...
And I am his muse.
Ooh. No.
Yeah. My name is Kristen Carter. Just an actor for now. Why
just
not?
An actor.
Yeah. Whatever.
I know. Well, Cody said, Cody's like, I'm an actor and I do all these other things.
Well,
too.
Whatever. Yeah, you know, yeah. I do some things.
Whatever. Cody, it's okay if you work at a pizza place. We don't mind.
Ooh, I actually work at a serving place. I'm a
server. Of course you do. That's awesome.
Who do we got in the back, Rick?
Oh, you mean directly behind me?
Directly behind you.
Right where I like it. Andrew. He was just kicking back like he's not going to talk.
My name's Andrew. I play with a band called Lost Idea. Came over tonight to talk to Rick, actually.
He was a former Infectoskeleton.
Yeah.
In fact, didn't Andrew show up on our last episode of last year?
Which was a million years ago.
Right.
It seems like a million years ago. It's been about a month since we've had an episode
thinking.
I'm like, it's a little disorienting. But thanks for, you know, listening and being patient with us. I know the fans are restless and they want a new episode.
It was awful. We were supposed to have one last week, but because of the snow, the artist couldn't get down from Truckee.
Yeah, so it was pretty bad.
It was God who stopped last week's show. It wasn't us. We weren't being lazy.
God. It was God's fault.
Right.
Yeah, Rick, I thought you and God were like homies.
You know,
Rick,
and he called me. And he's like, I'm not going to, well, you're not having a show. I'm sorry. It's going to be snow.
Oh, well, it's all right. Vacation time.
Yeah. Woo! So we got one more week off.
We did. I had an excellent holiday break, and I think you did too.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Life
is
good.
And a million things happened since then.
So many things that we probably don't even have time to talk about.
No, we don't. There's too many people here.
Too many people
I would love to talk about the best songs of last year that came out in the newspaper. That was a really interesting thing. And there's a ton of stuff that we'd love to talk about. But fuck all of that, because we've got people here. We need to, you know.
This show's not about us. It's about you.
Right.
And our listeners.
Right.
Yeah. So, Matt, how long have you been playing music in Reno?
In Reno, I've been going for about a year.
Okay.
I actually decided, like, probably around January last year that I was going to go out and start playing open mics. And I was writing music since I was 15, like, just going out and playing that kind of thing. And I ended up just meeting up with some people and wanted to go out and play a little bit more. And I was going out to just some open mics and that kind of thing. And I got really into it. And so I decided, just because my day job kind of ends at 9 o'clock and I'm able to kind of scoot out and go find somewhere to play, mm-hmm. like, it's a really good like way for me to get out and kind of vent a little bit and do my stuff that I've been writing. So, so just for about a year, a little bit after that, I started hosting my own open mic. Mm-hmm. So it was cool for me to have a spot every Thursday that I can go out and play and play a little bit and meet a bunch of people. But
did you start an open mic just so you could play?
A little bit, yeah. No joke. Yeah, a little bit. That's kind of like I'm not officially an artist in residence, but I think of myself that way. I like to think of myself in ways that are that no one else gives me titles. I have to give myself titles.
What does that mean? Is that like poet laureate? It's
more like the bar owner's gonna let me play even if there's no one in the bar, and I can just play by myself.
wait, I want to play with myself.
Do it. Come on over. at my open mic, you can play with yourself all night if you want to. I mean, as long as you do it in tasteful, artful ways.
God, I wish we were all quiet while you said that, because that would have been a great drop.
Diamonds in the rough.
Oh, that's actually going to be the title of this episode, I think.
Please.
You can play with yourself
I would
all
love
night.
It. No, yeah, so I just started hitting up. Reno has an amazing open mic and music scene, and it's really cool to go out and play with people and write stuff and have a little bit of feedback on it and then listen to other people's stuff and meet them and see them all around town, because Reno's one of those places where you walk around and you're like, oh, yeah, I was playing with you last night, like, let's meet up. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about music, just because we both happen to be out. And my day job kind of like lends itself for me being out into bars and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's cool for me to like hit up people that I've seen at open mics and hear them play. And also for the other podcasts that I do, like the connections that I can make to talk to artists and stuff is really nice.
You're going to be in like 14 bands next week.
I would love for it.
Before
please,
you know it,
my
like...
schedule is open. I'm ready for it. Like, please.
Yeah. Are you from here?
I'm from a little sleepy town called Cameron Park, California. Which is just down Highway 50 from Placerville, if you're going from Tahoe. So I live there, grew up and was raised
there. That's practically local, right?
It's practically local, yeah. I mean, El Dorado County butts right up against Tahoe, and then right after that, it's Nevada. So I kind of think of myself as really, really close. But yeah, that's where I lived and grew up, and then moved here in 2012 and did some school, did that kind of thing, and then got really into doing my job that I do now, which is I do trivia stuff. So I love my job, and
what?
I love, yeah, it's I host trivia games, like bar trivia games, and it's kind of fun. It's,
that's your day
that's
job?
Your job?
It's I mean, it starts at 7, so if you want to call it a day job, but yeah, no.
Wait, no, you can't make enough money to pay rent in this town on that.
I like, mean, how are you? My living situation is kind of interesting. We live in a university town, so I actually happen to, I'm like a living advisor for a fraternity, so. So they need people. Yeah.
Oh my God! Wait!
That's genius. Yeah.
Wait! Oh wait. God. So that means that you work giving trivia to people who are drunk and you're surrounded by hot dudes all the time.
I mean,
you're living Rick's best life. Right
this
now.
Is my best life.
The hottest of the dudes might be up for debate, but there's definitely
dudes. Is the frat house full of like fat guys?
I mean, not fat guys.
Is it a fat guy frat house?
It's a nerd frat house. But dude, they're attractive
dude,
nerds.
Are hot right now.
I was gonna say, I'm dude, sorry. Let's not poo poo nerds.
Holy
I think it's kind of hot right now. But no, yeah.
I just got out of the shower and I put on my glasses.
Oh no!
Fuck, dude,
I've got
so
this
rad.
D20 here. It's just sitting here. Like, oh, maybe I'll roll it. Oh, natural 20. Oh no!
Shake it.
Oh man.
But yeah, that actually is kind of why I started to do music a little more seriously, as I was able to kind of just do my trivia job that I'm really passionate about, because I get to go out and hang out with the regular people that come and play trivia every night. Because for people who work all day and they go out at 5 o'clock and it's like, hey, I'm ready to go out for my one night a week that I can get to go out with my friends and play trivia and have a couple beers, like those are the people that I see every single week, and it's one of the coolest things in my life to go out and see them every week, and they're people I know their first names, I've seen them for years, like I love them. So it's one of the cool things about being able to do the job, and also like one of the cool things about doing the live-in advisor job is like,
yeah, what do you do at the frat house? So, do you tell nerds they can't have girls in their rooms?
They're allowed to have girls in their room most of the time. Almost 99% of the time they're allowed to have girls in their rooms, but mostly I just make sure the house doesn't burn down, make sure homeless people don't flick their cigarettes into our dry grass and burn the whole house down and that kind of thing. Or if the
shit,
if
I could do that,
there you go. Well, maybe you can look for a fraternity on campus. Yeah. But that's my kind of temporary living situation. But like, it's really cool. I really enjoy it. It's one of those things where fraternity and sorority life is like one of those things that not a lot of people are like well versed in, and there's also a lot of like news coverage on it, so there's obviously a lot of people have opinions about it, but for me, like, it's just cool to be really close to people, like live with people. When you live with like 10 dudes, it's weird to think about like being really close with all of them, but
not for Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it sounds fine.
It's really, really fun. And it's also cool to live like I'm basically right near downtown and everything. So like anywhere near the university, living in Reno, like anywhere where you're walking distance to downtown, you can go check out great music and you can go check out great art and great people and stuff. Like even if I wasn't living in the fraternity, I would definitely try to go live downtown and up near the university and in a place where it's easy to get down to downtown and see all that cool stuff, because Reno's just an amazing place to go check out that kind of thing.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Now, whenever I meet somebody who's like, oh, I'm playing stuff, but I can't find anybody to meet to play with, I'm like, well, there's Craigslist, and you should be playing open mics.
Exactly.
And meeting all the other people that are not playing with anybody.
Yeah, I actually.
And if they're all assholes, maybe it's you.
Exactly. If no one wants to play with you, I mean, like, yeah, maybe you're just not worth playing with. Like,
sexually.
But, Or sexually, or you should try dressing a little sluttier. Maybe you gotta go out in your assless chaps. If you're me, I mean,
I've seen assless jeans before.
Well, really?
At a gay bar.
At that point, you're definitely cutting out the asses of your jeans, though. You're not buying assless jeans unless is a website. I'm sure there is some assless jeans.
Asslessjeans.com.
As soon as I said it, I was like, that's not true at all. There's no way that's not on the internet.
Oh my God.
I'm looking that up.
There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Get some confirmation.
At least get us a good picture so that the gang can see. Because the first time I saw it, I thought, that is really odd looking.
On the podcast blog.
And the guy wore a coat so that when he was wearing the coat, you couldn't tell. And then he took the coat off and was like, yeah.
Oh, hidden.
Was that at Carl's? Because that sounds like something that would happen at Carl's.
And I told the story before, but yeah, just so you all know.
It's my first time. Yeah.
Hidden treasures under the coat.
Yeah, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
So where is your trivia?
I actually so the company's called DJ Trivia Nevada. It's like a franchise of this larger DJ national DJ trivia company.
Oh my god, it's corporate. It's big trivia.
It's kind of big trivia, but it's like
holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. But like the local, we have like a league. So like if you play every week at a place and you're top three at the location, you can go to the playoffs and the finals, which is all just in Reno. So you're playing against other people who play every week from other bars and stuff, and that kind of like ropes people into coming every week, and like their competitive side gets them so that they're not like just coming in every once in a while and just kind of winning. There are people who come in literally every single week and are very, very dedicated to it. Like,
yeah, trivia people are like hardcore.
Absolutely.
I tried to go to trivia a couple of times and I'm like, I'm not competitive at all. And I'm like, I'm just here for the drinks.
Yeah.
And then nobody wants to be on your team.
Well,
with
that's still
you.
Fun,
and
though.
Like, it's still fun.
Yeah.
But,
the fun thing about
intense.
The fun
they're
thing
intense.
About my DJ trivia or the our specific brand of trivia is that I'll build a playlist every night of songs that play during the question, and something about the song, the title, usually the title, the lyrics, or the artist, will give you a hint to the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, almost all of the time, and so that way, if you're not necessarily a trivia buff, but you know that like. This is Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News, and one of the songs or one of the answers has the word "new" in it.
Mm.
Then you know if it's New Jersey,
then
you would know. So
and so where do you do this?
So on Monday nights, I personally am at the Little Waldorf. Tuesday, I'm at Sierra Tap House. Thursday,
oh.
Wednesday, I'm at Rick's, which used to be the Wolf Den over by the.
Oh, I thought
campus.
You meant my house.
Oh yeah. Wednesday, I'm chilling in Rick's kitchen, yo.
I had no idea.
And then Thursdays, I'm at the Brewer's Cabinet Tap Room. So not the Brewer's Cabinet proper, but the little tap room building that.
Oh yeah, I've not been in there.
It's really cool.
Cool.
It's
I love Brewer's Cabinet.
It's basically like a little cabin, and they've got like a little fireplace.
Yeah.
And
wait, it's the Brewer's Cabinet what?
Tap room. Yeah, so there's like, it's literally right next door to the regular Brewer's
and
Cabinet.
And it's smaller.
Restaurant. It's a little smaller, yeah. But you can get food over there.
If
and
your
stuff,
main building is called a cabinet, then where do you step down?
You go to
medicine chest.
medicine chest. What's that? A promise box.
Oh, glove compartment.
Glove compartment.
The Brewer's Cabinet. The Brewer's glove compartment.
Brewer's Cabinet junk drawer.
Junk drawer, yes.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
There are.
Yeah. Totally. Is that it? So Thursdays is Brewers, and then...
Thursday night, I host an open mic at the library, which is not the actual Reno library. It's a bar called the library. Yeah.
No, we don't know. He
Quite
was here.
Frankly,
it's true.
Before
though.
The show started, he was like, yeah, and it's at the library. And I'm thinking, there's shows at the library?
I know.
Would be so down
Who
for that.
And
actually,
our library is
our
fucking cool
rad.
Looking.
Everyone gets stoked about it for the first. And then I'm like, actually, it's like a bar called the library? It's not actually... And then so I try to like give
God
them the
damn.
Address.
And then we're all like, oh, it's like
I'm
a
like,
bar.
Oh, so there's no, so there's no
library.
Books. I can't like read
yeah,
any
no,
books.
Yeah, no. My second question was there books, and he's like, there's some.
There's books, but they have to be up above the top shelf liquor, otherwise drunks will mess with them.
Yeah.
So you know, it's I mean,
Wait,
I,
so
I
it's
would
called
do
the library, but you can't touch the books.
You can't touch the books, just like a normal
this
library.
This is such a bad. Idea.
Well, it's a call to the library, but they don't let drunks touch the books, just like in a normal library, where if you roll into a normal library pretty drunk, they're probably not going to let you touch the books.
Fair point. Okay. That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, if you pass a breathalyzer, you should be able to play with the books.
That's true.
And then Fridays.
No, that's bullshit.
And then
do
Fridays.
Do you have any days off at all?
I mean, I try to keep Saturday off, but Fridays I also do I host karaoke at the library. This
oh,
is the same
okay,
spot.
Cool.
So from like 9 till the bar closes, we do some karaoke. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like a fun spot for like small groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess so I get a lot of people come out and do small group karaoke, and they're coming out for you know bridal party or, mm-hmm. or just hanging out with their friends and stuff. So, and then Saturdays I'm usually off, but I also am part of this burlesque company called Lavish Burlesque.
I've seen some stuff about that.
Yeah. So they've
Callie's
done
post.
Yeah,
Callie.
Yeah, Callie lady. She's my co-host on Art After Dark. She's amazing. She's the brains of the operation. She is booking and always communicating and networking and stuff. So she's super cool. But yeah, she and I are both in the company, and we're doing a show February 16th at the library right after Valentine's Day. So it's kind of like an anti-Valentine's Day themed party
or
themed show.
Yeah.
And I think for right now, I'm pretty sure the tables are sold out, but there's still standing room tickets and stuff available. So if you want to come in, I think we might do some kind of fun thing for people who are coming in early for the show. So if you are coming to the show on the 16th, like try to get there early and hang out with us maybe. And there might be some fun stuff happening before.
Okay. Yeah, I'll link that on the blog too.
It's a lot of fun. The last two shows have been just killer. Like being in a bar shoulder to shoulder with people, watching a burlesque show. And then the last one we actually had not just the front stage where the burlesque dancers were dancing, but we danced on the bar. We had a stage up on the pool tables, so it was happening all around the whole crowd. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
It was super cool.
Awesome.
Damn, cool. Matthew, you have too much going on.
Everyone always tells me that, man.
I think you already, you just did it all. You talked so fast that I think we went over it in like 10 minutes.
There you go. That's what I was trying to do. I was like, can I get all of my like all of my schedule obligations out of the way so I can just talk about stuff? Yeah.
We got a lot of people here to interview, so yeah.
I know,
you know.
Yeah. I got to get that out of the way so I can comment on things and just talk.
Do you want to do another song?
Sure,
Will you sing slow and unlike how you talk?
Yeah. No, I'll try to slow it down so you can hear. I actually had that advice at one of my open mics. Some guy was like, hey, if you wrote the words, like, you've got to like sing them slow so people can hear them. Like, you got to make sure that people understand what you're saying. And I was like, you know, that's really good advice because I, you know, the words do mean something to me. Like, that's the reason I write the songs is because they've got words in them that mean something to me. So,
well, when you get nervous, people have a tendency to, their brain is firing so quickly that they think that they're playing normal speed and they're really playing hella fast.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of how I'm talking right now because I'm super stoked. Like, I love the show. I'm so excited to be here. So,
I just got to come visit you at your house.
Yeah. Come hang out, man.
I'm sure it's not as hot as I'm picturing.
It's messier than you're imagining,
it's
I'm sure.
No, messy is okay.
I bet it smells bad. Does it smell bad?
I mean, you know, I might be used to it. It's like that Febreze commercial where you become nose blind to things. Yeah. I might be nose blind to it.
Dude,
but
my day
like
job,
dirty socks.
Yeah, it might be.
It's just gross.
My day job, I work for a local cleaning company, and the other week, I was sent out to a house I'd never done before, and it ended up being, it was a college house where, like, it was a big, giant house that had been rented by a bunch of college kids, and they all had rooms, and it was boys and girls in all these different rooms, and I walked into that place, and you can tell these fucking people have never not lived at home.
Yeah.
There was
that's what I deal with. Yeah.
Shit.
I do
like,
oh, this is the first place you've ever lived where your mom doesn't also live.
Yeah. Well, and then, so it's a total fucking wreck. There's crap everywhere. There's dishes everywhere. There's all this to where you just feel like, what am I even doing here? There's like a dog has like ripped apart a garbage that was filled with used tampons.
Jesus Christ.
There is crap everywhere. And then there's a note on by the door that says, to cleaning people, could you focus a little more on dusting and a little less on moving glasses and making beds?
What?
There's spots on my dishes.
And I'm like, and I'd never been there before, but so I don't know what the previous crews had been doing. But in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I wish your parents were here to slap the shit out of you right now. You like, fucking pigs.
You're not going to drink off of your freshly dusted counter. You're going to drink out of this glass that I tried to fix for you.
And we don't even do dishes. I'm sure, I'm sure the previous crew is just like, oh my God, these fucking people live like animals. We have to get out of here.
Dude, that's the way it is in a big house like that. You're living with lots of people. You don't even notice. And then you live by yourself and you're like, I think I got to clean my kitchen. Like, I got a couple dishes for us to do those.
When I first moved out of my house, I wasn't able to keep anything clean either. I was a complete slob. And it wasn't until I lived with people messier than me. When I was that age, I was a slob too.
True.
When I lived with people messier than me, that's when I was like, I got to fucking stop living like
that's
this.
That's super true. I totally know that.
But
feeling.
When my parents told me to clean my room.
Yeah,
that's what changes you. When your parents tell you, you don't give a fuck because fuck you, mom. But when
you,
your friends are slobs, you're like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Let's have a song.
All right.
And then we'll talk to the cast of Shakespeare in Love.
I'm excited.
Song first.
I was really excited.
You guys have
about.
To talk as fast as Matthew.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Your actors, they can do it.
It's a race.
Can we get a song real fast?
I hope you guys don't have as much going on.
All right. This is a song that I'm trying to do a full album in spring and do a little bit of some touring in Reno, just do some shows and stuff. So this is a song called Open Up that I'm going to be putting on some of my new digital stuff.
So they say it gets worse each day. I pray I'll be okay while I stay indentured to you. Listen for my name. It takes a lot to stay right here, standing here. What you were to me, I guess it wasn't clear. Go right home and all I do is think of you. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. While my thumbs Search out your letters, strain to type a phrase, and I'll blur the line I drew here, given to your game. It takes a lot to stay right here, standing here. What you were to me, I guess it wasn't clear. Go right home and all I do is think of you. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. Open up this brain enough, I'll open up this brain enough. Can I open up this brain enough? I'll open up this brain enough. La da da. La da da da. La da da. La da da da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Did I win, or are we all losers? I can feel your pain. It's a crutch, a desperate stopgap. They don't know your name. It takes a lot to stay right here, standing here. What you were to me, I guess it wasn't clear. Go right home and all I do is think of you. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. Open up this brain enough to let it loose. Open up this brain enough, I'll open up this brain enough. Can I open up this brain enough? I'll open up this brain enough.
Yay!
Thank you. This is a church. We can
thank
clap.
You. Thank you.
So serious in here right now. That was nice. Yeah.
I had to get a good vibe going. Vibe going when I play the song.
We're in a room full of actors.
I know. Oh, yes.
By the way, we've got the ever awesome Bill Ware.
Hi.
Directly across from me. I'm staring at him this whole time. Hi. Trying not to make it creepy.
I was trying to make it creepy. Oh, I was showing you that I looked up assless chaps on the internet.
Oh, you did?
Oh, what's it look like?
So we got to hear about it.
The right. Title actually says on the homepage, it says, you can now buy assless jeans because hell is empty and all the devils are here. And they're not really assless. It's
can somebody write a song about this?
There's
please?
A zipper that comes down the back of the jeans.
Oh,
so
a
you can choose whether to have them assless or not.
Okay.
Wait, so
okay.
is it like old fashioned underwear?
Yeah,
where
the old
like
long johns
yeah.
with the buttons yeah. and like yeah, the ones that
like in
Goofy wore in the cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make going
only with a zipper that
going in a porta potty easier, I suppose.
True.
Yeah. Why don't rompers have that?
Mm-hmm.
They
There's
should.
Only one other
Thank
woman
you.
In
That's
the room.
Why I don't buy rompers.
Rompers.
Whenever I see a girl in a romper, I'm just like, you are really, really ready to do some work tonight. I guess if you have anything. You
gotta
to
take oh, yeah. everything off, otherwise your top like sits in a puddle of pee that's like always mm-hmm. at a bar bathroom like mm-hmm. floor.
Yeah,
and it's just like you guys. So you're completely
it,
naked
like,
to go to the bathroom.
What if they did it like baby's onesies where you just snap at
that's
the bottom?
What I'm
that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It'd be more that, convenient. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with women's clothing? I swear to God,
pockets don't.
It's like there's no pockets. There's never any pockets, and you what? That just sucks, and you can't pee.
Yeah,
and you can't pee.
Women don't pee. Don't you know this?
Or because he doesn't.
No farts.
Not according to my research.
Yeah.
We have some conflicting research here going on.
I've hung out with Katie Blank. I know women fart.
It's not true. They just have babies.
Oh, thank you.
Men pee, men poop, men fart. Women just have babies. Oh, that's the fine. Only thing they produce.
Apparently, that's all we're here for.
That's all we're here for.
I got some friends pay a fine price for a woman to pee.
Golden shower action?
Riku, you don't even know what that is.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Yeah. Man. You know it, girl.
Very topical.
Going down.
Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
So who watched that R. Kelly special on Lifetime?
I did. Horrifying.
I just went back and watched the Chappelle Show sketch instead. Oh, I just watched that one over
that's
and over again.
That's the weirdest thing about it. Is like, it's like we've some people are like, we've been saying this for 20 fucking years. Like,
did you watch the Chappelle Show?
Oh my God.
I really hate how the white media has nailed him like that.
Oh.
Awful.
Oh my God, right? Anyway.
Theater composer.
Oh, yes. Speaking of theater, uh-huh. We've got a whole bunch of theater nerds in this room right now.
Theater.
I love it. It's so hot.
Theater.
Yeah. You want us to recite some Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Really? Do you really want
No, I don't.
Is
really.
It modernized like
Richard
one movie?
III.
I don't know Richard III.
This is the Winter of our Discontent.
I don't know that one. I'm too young for that one.
So let's go over your names again.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Kristen.
My name's Cody.
Cody, are you right up on your mic?
Kinda. I guess I could be back if you want.
No, I want
no,
you right
want
up
you.
On it.
The people
right
live in the microphone.
Oh, do you hear that, girl? We get it right up.
There's
in
my lead, yeah. Man.
Eat that mic.
Oh, we're eat that mic. I gotta break the eye contact.
Do you like it in your face?
That's one of the places.
Oh, so this play is Shakespeare in Love.
This play.
This
yes.
play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this play.
So who's all in it? I've seen everything that the Good Luck Macbeth has done for the past like several months.
Oh, damn.
And it's been amazing.
You're the only one.
That is not true.
That's
there
not
were
true.
A ton,
I have
there
also.
Were a ton of people in the room with me.
You guys just did
sold out shows, dude. It's sold out shows.
Hell
every
yeah.
Time.
You guys just did Young Frankenstein before this, right?
Yeah. It was so rad.
And Golden Girls.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls Live.
Bill,
yeah, yeah.
Bill, we've talked about Golden Girls like six times on the show because every show we've had, everybody had seen it. Even when even Riku. Me and Riku talked about it forever. And, I forgot his name. He's such a wonderful guy, and he played Blanche.
Oh, Chris Daniels?
Yeah, Chris Daniels.
How do you forget Chris Daniels?
Oh, well, no, I could never forget Chris Daniels. I might forget his name, but I can never forget him. My God, what a magic individual. He ended up sitting right behind me and Riku for Christmas Mass. So the super late church services in the middle of the night, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, then that midnight mass.
Chris Daniels was sitting behind me. Can you imagine that? Just picture that. And Riku was like, "I loved you in Golden Girls." Because Riku was.
Is Riku aware his third Kingdom Hearts game is coming out like less than 10 days from now?
Wait, what?
Kingdom Hearts is a video game series that I've waited like 15 years for the third installment of. Mm-hmm. So it's like Half-Life 3 is coming out for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all went over my head.
That's okay. There's some listeners out there who are like, yes.
I only know about Kingdom Hearts because I've known people who had tattoos from it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's a popular genre of tattoo, and I always compliment people on them.
All right.
that's been Kingdom Hearts Corner. You're welcome, everyone.
Kingdom Hearts Corner.
So I'm so sorry to pull everything away, and I wanted to say, Bill, we talked about the Golden Girls before I saw it, and then I saw it, and I haven't talked to you since then, and you really, really nailed your part. It was unbelievable. I felt like she was standing in front of me. You did such an amazing job. It was really awesome.
That's really easy, actually. You just try to do B. Arthur, and everything you say just has to sound like you have emphysema. Like you have to be running out of air by the end of the sentence.
It was magic. It was magic.
The best part was, I'll never remember the name of the band. I went and saw Weapons of Mass Creation on Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes.
I saw you last.
So
yeah,
who played right before them?
Failure Machine.
Yes. And
the band that was named after the thing on the fridge.
Yes. Yes.
So what's the girl's name in that?
Rachel.
Rachel, yes.
Okay, so I went up to her after her set, and I was like, you have the best voice. I love your voice. And she's like, thank you. And then she looks at me, and she goes, Dorothy? I was like, well, shit, that's what you get for giving a compliment.
Wow.
Just look at her and be like, thank you for being a friend.
Exactly. Oh, you get to use that. Thank you for being a friend. Okay. Oh, but back to what we're doing now.
Yes, back to what we're doing now. So, talk to me about Shakespeare in Love.
This is one that we found, and nobody's done it here yet, so we decided we would take a stab at it.
Okay. All right. I feel like you saying take a stab at it is just being modest. You guys are going to rock it like you always
do. I hope
do.
So. We have a
it's
really
good
fun
luck,
set.
Macbeth.
Like, oh, yeah.
You're all such professionals, and you've got your shit together. You've got a beautiful theater. I have never been to a show there that wasn't sold out. So, like, that says something about your level of talent and commitment to this. So
thank
you're
you.
Not taking a stab at it. You guys
and the crowd
well.
Is like a recovery meeting. It's everybody.
Yeah.
It's
every
everybody.
Crowd in Reno, I feel
it's,
like.
It's people in their 80s and people in their 60s, and young people and like my age and gay people and straight people and all this. It's this weird conglomeration of people that you would never think to see together. So yeah. I love – every time I've been there, I've always been like looking at the people around me going, shit, we're all here together.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think we picked this one because it falls on Valentine's Day. So we have Shakespeare in Love, and then we're going to have champagne seating, but we're not even sure what that is. I'm pretty sure we're just going to give people like a turkey leg and a bucket of meat. So
does that include the actors?
What is the price of mutton? Is mutton expensive? I don't even know. What does mutton come from? I don't even know.
Isn't it lamb?
Old lamb?
I think it's lamb. I think it's not. Mm-hmm. I think it's like not, goat.
Is it goat?
Like, whatever. Whatever.
Goat masquerading.
It's
like
a lamb. It has to
it
dissolve,
sound
right?
Good, and it's whatever running. It is. It sounds awful.
Mutton. I'm sure if it's prepared right.
I don't know. You pay $30 a seat and you can get some.
Boy, this mutton is garlicky. I don't know. But. Anyway, but anyway. So it's a great. And this has been done elsewhere, I'm sure, to amazing success. It's just never been done in Reno.
It's only been done in a couple places in the States. It was on the East End,
West End?
West End, yes.
Yeah. East End in London.
West in London, West yeah. Girls. And then it came to, I think, Ashland here. And then they did it in San Francisco.
Ashland does that big Shakespeare
Festival. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's right.
Every year.
So we're one of the first regional theaters to get it. Ooh. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. That's super exciting.
When does it open?
It opens February 1st, and then it runs through the end of February. It's pretty much every weekend. We have two matinees, and tickets are $18 in advance, $20 at the door, and $30 if you want mutton.
Okay. Now, I'll make sure to
seating.
Let our listeners
know. This is not actually Shakespeare. It's like a fictionalization around the idea of Shakespeare. What is it exactly? I don't even know.
It's about it's written after a movie that came out in 1998. It's the one Gwyneth Paltrow won her first Academy
Award
for.
Did they turn it into a musical like they do with everything?
No. God, okay. No. However, they tried. They wrote a bunch of weird music for it. It starts off with kind of a jig, and it's very odd. So I'm going to look through the music and see what I can use and what I can't, but it's a great show. It's going to turn out amazing.
Cool. Awesome.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Have to our actors, William Shakespeare himself. Is this your – have I seen you in anything before? Like, have you?
Did you go see Young Frankenstein?
Yes.
I was Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. That's how I recognize you.
Frankenstein.
Nice.
Oh, my God. You were the main
production.
Doctor.
I was the doctor in that. Yeah.
That was a very good,
just a mustache then, though.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You did great, and I didn't even realize that was you.
Yeah, same.
It's cool. I got a beard now, so – and my hair is shaved, so I look completely different.
Isn't it weird how men can just change their entire appearance by growing a beard?
That's it.
It's like literally
that's all it takes.
You can't even like tell who they are.
It makes it easier to stalk people.
It does, I guess.
It's the Clark Kent effect. I swear to God, I literally have glasses as well most of the time, and people don't recognize me most of the time, even people I know.
Yeah.
Well, do you have to be a superhero now, though, since you can disguise your identity so well?
We don't talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I can't
touched on something touchy there.
I can't speak too much on that.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
And so then, have you been in anything recently?
Nothing in Reno, actually.
Where are you
You're
from
somewhere else?
I'm from somewhere else, yes.
Where are you from?
I moved to Reno from this small town called New York City.
Oh.
So,
Oh, dude, nobody's from there.
Step down.
Nobody leaves there to come here.
Well, I'm here now, so there you go.
Shit.
Yeah. So this is my first show in Reno.
Oh, nice.
So how long were you in New York City?
I was there for 3 years.
And where were you there before there?
Bay Area, San Jose.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So you were just like, I'm going to go to New York and make it big. And then you were like, these people are assholes.
Yeah, so I went to New York to make it big and then quickly realized that I had no desire to actually pursue acting in New York City. So it's that real bad, hard. Huh? It's real hard, my friends. But it was fun. I had a great time. And I did some shows out there. And now I'm here in Reno. And this is my first show.
So wow. You decided not to go to anywhere in California. Why'd you pick Reno?
It's a long story.
Okay.
I won't go into it. Basically, I moved here for family. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So yeah. You're closer to home. You're closer to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You're closer to
I wanted place. To come back to the West Coast.
Easier to live here. It's a much easier place to live.
It's, yeah.
Than New York, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. It used to be even it's like, easier. It's gotten harder.
It's getting harder, but yeah, still compare it.
Yes. So I literally, one day last fall, decided I need to act again. So I Googled theater companies and Good Luck Macbeth had auditions.
Awesome. That was my next question is how you like stumbled into all this.
I went to their open call.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's right.
And here
and
we are.
We saw her and we fell in love.
Oh, stop.
Aw.
Well.
And Cody, were
and
you?
And it's Shakespeare in love.
And it's Shakespeare in love.
Cody, were you always from Reno or are you from somewhere else too?
Basically always from Reno, I would say. I moved around a lot as a kid, but I've been here since I was in second grade, so I consider myself a native. But I was born in Carson.
That's even more native.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Them's the real Nevadans.
Yeah, they're like, no, I'm not from Reno. I was born in Carson. Like, that's, yeah, you're one of us.
It's oh, if you want the full story, we lived in Minden, but back in the 90s, that Carson was the closest hospital. I'm not really sure what their hospital game is like over there now, but.
It's dope, man. Their hospital game is fucking A1, bro.
Yeah. I was at the dopest hospital the other day. Like, you gotta check it out.
Oh, man. Well, should we have another song?
Sure.
So all
right. Down. I'm gonna take a break and get some beers.
Excellent.
Oh, do you want? I'll make the run if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my
cool.
God.
Well,
anyone else want a beverage?
One of us.
Beverage break. Mm-hmm. Always good to be hydrated.
Por favor.
With beer.
Thank you.
Bring the 12 pack.
Marcellus Wiley, who is a dude he used to be on ESPN. He used to always say it's a hydration situation. So I think that's what we are in now. But yeah, so this is I'm doing another. This one is I don't have it recorded at all. It's nowhere. But this is a song called "Bad News" that I just wrote the other day. Not the other day, but a couple weeks ago. But it's I'm grooving on it. It's one of those ones I kind of enjoy. So. Bad habits, you know you taught me a few. But when you were around, it was all I could do to get noticed. Your attention, it wanders round the room, from me to him, then back to you. I'm dying to be the one that you stand on. Sell my soul and lands to put my hands on you. I'm leaving, I'll go down the road and find a hole in the wall in which to die. But I am bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. For the next girl. And I wish it wasn't true, but I learned it all from you. I'm bad news bad news, bad news. Bad habits, you know you taught me a few. But when you were around, it was all I could do to get noticed. Your attention, it wanders round the room, from me to him, then back to you. I'm dying to be the one that you stand on. Sell my soul and lands to put my hands on you. I'm leaving, I'll put my hole in the wall and find a place in which to die. But I'm bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. For the next girl. And I wish it wasn't true, but I
learned it all from you. I'm bad news, bad news. Bad news, bad news. Bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl. Bad news for the next girl.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
I feel so bad for her.
The beer. Wait, I don't know. The point is, I don't know who she is yet, but...
I know. I don't know who she is either, but I still feel bad for her.
She'll be around. Maybe she'll be... I'm playing at the library over there this Friday on the... what is this Friday? The 18th? Yeah, the 18th with Travis Rigsby.
Oh, we love him.
Travis is the best.
Dude, it's crazy. I ran into him at Beck's on Sunday night for their open mic, and he was like, hey... One of my friends from Chico wants to give you, tell me to say hi to you. And it ended up being a dude that I have known since I was literally an infant. Like, you don't have a lot of friends that you've known since you were an infant, but, we were born in the same hospital in Walnut Creek, and we
Who
ended
is
up,
that?
His name's Ted Baham. Teddy, I call him Teddy. But he's just happened to be a dude in Chico, and
you don't have to have a reason to call him Teddy.
Yeah, I call him Teddy because he's cause... my boy. They call him Teddy because they call him Teddy Brewski, which I think is funny. But because
he doesn't drink.
I think it's more of a Ted reference. But they're trying to make a very timely Ted reference. You know those Ted. How frequently we reference Ted in my lifetime.
I've seen it.
Oh, there's a great scene where a teddy bear squirts lotion in his face like two dudes are
douching
on his face. That's all I remember from Ted.
Of course it is.
That one visual is just stuck in your head
forever. It's intense. If you ever see it, you'll see what I mean.
But no, yeah.
But back to Ted.
But so me and Teddy, we ended up, our parents lived across the street from each other and they had baby monitors and we were babies. And so his parents would hear a phantom baby crying on their baby monitor. And my parents would hear the same thing, right? How fucking scary would that be?
No. But it just I'm throwing out the baby even. I'm done. I'm so done.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So new show name, Ghost Baby.
Ghost Baby. put it on the album name/band name list.
Ghost Baby.
I'm going to call my next album Ghost Baby. But or Phantom Baby. Phantom
Nick, what is the Indian baby ghost?
Indian baby ghost.
Indian baby ghost. Indian baby ghost. But, Indian baby ghost wants a sandwich. That's a Grimtones reference.
Oh,
it is.
Sorry. If you hang out with the Grimtones drunk, Indian baby ghost.
Indian baby ghost.
It might come up.
It's mostly Josh, but yeah, which is Michelle's boyfriend.
Spooky either way.
I'm so sorry. I've distracted everything.
No.
So, yeah.
Travis.
Travis Rigsby. Travis Rigsby, and Travis fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, he's awesome. And it was just one of those weird things where I had met Travis way before that, and we'd just been talking, trying to get a show together. And he just rolled up. He's like, hey, Ted Baham says hi. And I'm like, dude, I've literally known that dude since I was an infant. Like, it's crazy that it's a weird small world kind of thing. But Travis is a great guy. Love his music. He does that whole harmonica around your neck thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which I'm not coordinated enough to play a harmonica and probably playing a guitar at the same time. Haven't necessarily tried it, but I can imagine myself not being coordinated enough to do it. So impressive.
And that's Friday, you said?
Friday night, yeah. Friday night at 9.
At
the library. We'll do 9 to 11 for the show. And then afterwards, we'll have a little karaoke party and hang out and sing and stuff.
And Travis is like, he's tall and he's talented and he's fit and he's good looking and he's funny.
So no joke, we took pictures at the open mic and I on the Instagram for that open mic, I looked and I was like, oh, here's a picture of me. I look pretty good. And then right after that was Travis and I was like, God damn it.
No, you can't compare.
Oh, God.
Travis is just fucking amazing.
That's cool.
I hope you're listening right now and I hope you're ego.
But one time.
He'll listen. One time
he broke his toe and he was showing me his broken toe. And it was awful. It was all swollen up. And then I realized that his toenails were so long.
So every time,
and I'm sure it's not always like that, but every time I start thinking like man, Travis is cute, I remind myself, I'm all, oh, but those fucking toenails. And it helps me to like it helps me to maintain my safe distance relationship in my head.
You gotta keep that emotional.
I gotta stay that professional, you know what I'm saying.
Do you have a foot fetish?
Is no, God.
Do you look at me when you say that?
God, no.
I'm so sorry.
Just well,
I just happen to be playing with a foot, and you ask me a question like that?
Not the whole foot, just the well-manicured toe. Just one toe is really what I'm looking for.
I think you embarrassed Nick. Speaking of embarrassing, I think have a question.
Well, I had a question for you guys, because one of my favorite things are embarrassing stories. And I know with acting, and particularly auditioning, people can really fall on their fucking face.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering if you guys had any particular stories about embarrassing moments like that.
About fucking up, like, during audition?
Audition story.
It could be during a show, but just, like, that moment everyone sees...
The awful bitches in New York.
I love that moment.
Oh, God, the bitches of New York. Don't even get me started. The bitches of New York. These girls in these holding rooms. I mean, we would be auditioning for, like... So you go to these open calls, but it's for an audition for a small company in Ohio that's hiring actors from New York. But they pay you and they house you, so it's worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of these actors go to this open call in New York. And I'm chilling, like, whatever, you know, it's Ohio. I'll do a show there, but I'm not, like, you know, gonna go crazy over it. And these girls are, like, straightening their hair and they're putting on their lashes and it's like, blah, blah, blah. So then they call us into the room and they do this thing where they type you out. So they don't even hear you sing. They literally line you up and then they look at you and pick out the ones that they want to hear sing.
Oh, shit. So, like we're looking for a mousy girl next door. Yeah. Or we're looking for a stunning blonde.
They didn't even look at our resumes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So,
do you fit the mold of what we want this person to look like?
Exactly. So that's when I realized there's no point in putting an effort into looking good for these auditions. Yeah. They don't actually care.
I was stuck on the fact they called it a holding room. You call it a holding room?
Like, it's a holding. Oh, by holding room, I mean at a school in the kindergarten room. So you're sitting in those tiny little chairs.
Yeah. So degrading. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it's the holding room.
But maybe you feel like a giant and it kind of makes you feel
so
cool.
So then you feel better.
Like,
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the reality of New York auditions, my friend.
At least you got all the crayons you asked for on your writing, you know, get that star treatment. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? You got any embarrassing things?
Any really. The only thing that really came to mind was the last two shows ago that I did. I did Legally Blonde earlier this year, and I was taking some photos off stage from the side of the stage in a scene that I was not in, and my phone dropped, and it slid almost on stage, like pretty much on stage, but I don't know if anyone quite saw it. That's the only thing I can really think of embarrassing wise, because my heart jumped. We had a live audience when that happened. So
did your hand like creep out beyond the curtain
so
and
slightly.
Grab it?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Oh,
it was
in a heartbeat.
Looney Tunes yoink.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a puff of dust that said poof as it came away.
And then I put it away, but I had my phone on me in costume and everything. Bad actor.
Well, thankfully, that's a contemporary musical.
Move. Yeah.
An iPhone's okay in the contemporary musical.
Contemporary for the 90s.
Well, you know.
If your iPhone pops up during Shakespeare in Love, you might be in trouble.
That would be different. You better not do that. Yeah,
twist
you're not
in the story.
Having your phone on you.
Shakespeare's a time traveler.
Shakespeare doesn't have
it, right? Is there even pockets in the tights? I'm assuming you're wearing tights.
Much
doctor.
Too much to do. Oh,
he's the next doctor.
I'll be wearing tights.
I was going to say, Nick asked an excellent question. I need to know if you're wearing tights.
Yeah, how much TNA is in this?
Lots of TNA. Just so you know, there are two women in our cast. Two total.
Okay.
And about 12 dudes.
So it's Shakespeare.
That's a lot of dudes.
It's 11. Shakespeare.
11 dudes.
So when you say T and A, there is T, but there's a lot more A.
Way more.
Way more.
So Rick's
A.
going.
I'm so excited. So well, I'm going to end up seeing this one way or another because I've been going to everything there because I love that fucking place. And I just wondered what Cody would be wearing.
Get your season tickets, guys. Like, get them now.
Definitely.
Yes. It saves you a little bit of money, and you get to support Good Luck Macbeth, which is my favorite theater company in Reno. And I go to all their shows, and I know a lot of our listeners do, too. So, yeah, I'm going to get my season tickets.
Yeah, check out goodluckmacbeth.org for tickets, prices, all the information.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is it still brown paper tickets to... also?
Yeah, brown paper tickets. You can just search GLM and or Good Luck Macbeth and just pick events happening next month and you'll find us.
Yeah, and I'll definitely have all of that linked on the blog too when this podcast comes out. So.
I was a total theater nerd in high school, so like I went to OSF like every fall or whatever with my drama class, and I think it's like super like I watched a show. It was called Equivocation, but it was a similar thing where it was like Shakespeare is like a character in the show. Mm-hmm. So I love anything as like a Shakespeare nerd. Like Shakespeare is like a character in the show, and you're kind of like giving him a personality because you never see that. You always see his writing on stage and his mm-hmm. writing being acted out by people, but like the actual guy mm-hmm. or you know whoever it was.
It's like half and half.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
in this one, at least.
It's a super cool way to like kind of translate the actual person and the where all this stuff came from, and that was one of the reasons I really liked Equivocation when I saw it at OSF. So OSF did Shakespeare in Love before this.
Yeah,
that's really cool. That's awesome.
And this one is basically when Shakespeare's writing Romeo and Juliet, so we have a lot of Romeo and Juliet thrown into.
Okay.
And a lot of
super romantic.
And that's one that everybody fucking knows.
Exactly.
Don't you remember? Junior year English, everyone read Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then they showed us that movie and you saw that dude's ass.
Oh, man.
That's like, that's all I remember.
But if you had a really crazy teacher, she would show you that one and you could see his ass, but she would cut out the scene in the Baz Luhrmann one where they took drugs in the beginning. That was my high school experience.
What kind of Mormon ass teacher did you have?
Can't even
I grew up with a Nevada education.
Yeah. No joke. We were able, we could see all of Romeo's butt and Juliet's like kind of nipple in that movie.
Oh
but when they pop pills in the beginning with Leo DiCaprio, we can't watch that. That's way too bad.
Fuck.
That was my actual high school experience. So
what is that? What is kind of nipple?
Kind of
nipple. It's like just the like, shade of nipple.
Kim,
just,
show him.
No, it's the suggestion. It's like when you don't see the chick get stabbed. You don't see her get stabbed in Psycho, but you know something goes down.
Yeah.
Like it's that. It's like the suggestion
of
nipple.
Suggestion of nipple.
Good band name. Band/album name.
Suggestion
of nipple.
It's going to go in the fridge.
Come to the show. You might see.
Someone might suggest a nipple right there.
It's going to be his nipple, though.
It'll be his 100%.
Shake's nipple.
Andrew is just listening to the show. Andrew, do you like Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Andrew, how do you feel about the suggestion of nipple?
I don't know. Yeah.
Not your thing?
Not really my thing.
I don't know.
I don't spend a whole lot of time in the theater.
Andrew, do you have an embarrassing story of a play that you auditioned for?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't.
I actually do from a theater experience. I did 4 years of high school theater, and we did children's theater. And we did Jack and the Giant, which was basically Jack and the Beanstalk. And I was the giant. And there was a scene where Jack has to sneak in and steal the harp or whatever he's stealing, and the giant's supposed to be asleep. So I sat down in a chair, kind of hard, and I heard the pink of one of the screws or something falling out of that chair. So I knew that chair was broken during that moment, and I had to go and think while I'm sitting in the chair pretending to be asleep. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to have to wake up violently at some point, and maybe if I wake up violently enough, the chair will just break and I won't have to worry about it. And as soon as I finished that thought, and this is children's theater, so the whole theater is full of like second graders, third graders. And as soon as I finished that thought, chair just breaks right underneath me. I just fall right onto the stage right when he's like sneaking around and stuff.
But you have to pretend to keep sleeping.
Exactly. I have to keep it. So I kind of wake up in like a half slumber and I'm like, oh, I think I've had too much dinner this evening. And I fall back asleep like I said it in my sleep. But that was like the kids fucking just died. The fact that like it was like a pratfall that I didn't even imagine happening, and so I had to just fall onto the stage and then like keep sleeping with this broken chair behind me. But that's one of those things, like when you're saying like, oh, people messing up in theater, like on the stage during the show, if something happens, it actually might be the best moment of the show sometimes. Like sometimes when something fails and you have to kind of like make up for it, sometimes it's really fun.
I do that a lot.
Do you have one? Okay, yeah. Good. I have one too, but I want to hear yours.
I have a bunch. I mean, I've done everything. I've gotten drunk on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Fallen off the stage.
Wait, how else do you go on stage?
Well, how did that happen?
We were doing...
You said it like it happened to you.
Well, yeah, somebody made me get drunk. No, so we were doing... what's that horrible show? Lone Star. No, it's actually a pretty good show.
Lone Star?
But the characters drink Lone Star beer throughout the entire show, and the director wanted the sound of the beers popping while we're, you know... So we rehearsed it for 2 months drinking beer. Mm-hmm. Like, I gained 30 pounds just doing the show. And by the time we got to doing the show, it's like I was drunk on stage, but I knew the lines.
Yeah.
And when I didn't, I would just make shit up and then fall off the stage.
But then the characters were supposed to be drunk.
Are you sure you're not in a band?
But then during Golden Girls, you remember those ridiculous commercials they had?
Yes.
The
yes.
really funny ones from the 80s?
The best,
oh,
yeah.
So fucking, and John doing fucking anyway.
Yeah, I'd never seen them. So I'm backstage trying to get ready in
How
the first
How had you never
scene.
Seen?
Well, because we're always backstage changing. And the audience was roaring, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like standing there in pantyhose like, trying to peek around to see what's going on. And I'm like, fuck, I got to get ready. And so I start throwing on my costume, and all of a sudden I realize, fuck, I only have 30 seconds to put on this entire dress, fix my wig, put on whatever that thing is, and grab my purse and get out on stage. And I ended up putting on the shirt back inside out. And Nick Ramirez is like taking my shirt off. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's inside out, dude. And then I tucked the back of the dress into the pantyhose. It was a mess. And then Chris Daniels every night, like, we would just look at each other and start laughing on stage and making up shit.
Goddamn, that was so funny. Oh, my God. When Chris does Blanche and has had his mouth full of cheesecake.
And I'm like, swallow, darling.
And he's like, I always do. Look at,
That's not in the script.
Fuck, that was so awesome.
I was in a production of Much Ado About Nothing in high school and at the end of Much Ado About Nothing, they like receive a letter or something. And every letter, we would always draw something like just draw a big whale with a big dick or something. Like,
so, did that to me.
Yeah. So that when you open it up, you have to see like, oh, dude, this is Shamu the whale with a big dick. Like, but you have to read your line. You know your line.
Yeah.
Like, it was every night we would try to get something funnier onto the paper. Piece of paper.
Nick did that to me every night.
No.
I've already... box, Nick Ramirez. Okay. I'd open up the lid. And it was like the first night, it was like, I love you, Dorothy. And it was like, oh, thanks. The second night, it's a dick. The third night, you know, it's like physical lack. It's the dick doing things. By the end of the run, it was porn. It was like a cutout of porn.
Is it like if you could put them all together, like a flip book?
Would be awesome. And I told them I wanted all. So I saved the last few. But then the last one, I mean, it wasn't even classy porn. It was like hustler shit. Not even hustler, like not the photos, but the ads in the back.
Oh, that was the best. Boy, that really, no. the ads are than the actual.
Yeah.
Oh, the ads are raunchier than the actual content.
I already told Cody he's not allowed to do that because he writes a lot of letters. Because I play his muse, mm-hmm. right? So he writes a lot of letters, which are actually like sonnets and like all, I mean, lines from friggin' Romeo and Juliet or whatever. And I told him he's not allowed to do any of that shit to me. No.
That's one of the funniest theater
Only
games.
Only to the other
like,
dudes. Yeah. Do it to the other
like,
dudes.
Can I make you break without doing anything? Like,
Oh yeah, there was a play in high school that I did that to literally every actor on stage. I was playing an old man. And it was probably not, it wasn't great theater etiquette, but I did all sorts of shit, including like feeding somebody cereal on stage when I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to be eating cereal by myself, like in the corner, and go up to them and just start being like, here comes the choo-choo train.
If they have to yes and you, they're not going, they can't like turn you away.
Oh, yes
exactly,
and,
yeah,
oh God.
You gotta yes and it. You gotta just go with it because it's really weird if somebody just says no on stage. That's
an improv rule, by the way, if you don't know that. It's a theater rule, yes and you don't say no.
No stops.
So that the scene does not stop. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Theater people, the other nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, this is over my head. I think are you a theater nerd too, Nick?
No.
You have
a story.
Well,
I was.
Oh, yeah, let's hear your story.
This is a story of a very close friend of mine. Thank God it's not me. I wasn't a theater kid. I just, I don't know. Like, my sister was into Rocky Horror, so she lived it, and I was like there with her, but I didn't want to do it when I went through high school and all that stuff. But, okay,
cool,
so here's what happened to this poor kid. Oh, my God. Okay, so it's an elementary school production, right? Not a big deal. This kid, it's his moment. It's his time to deliver his line in the limelight. And he freezes. And he shits himself on stage.
Oh, no.
What the fuck? How old is this kid?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Literal shit?
Like, was he like 10 or 15 or what? How old was he?
Is under 10.
Oh my God!
Under 10.
Poor little dude. He's gonna be a serial killer.
He might be.
Could you tell?
Well, so here's the thing. Like, he, I wonder what his diet was, because it was a rock hit the ground. You could hear it.
Oh, my God.
It was not mushy or sticky or anything.
It was an audible thud.
Didn't
it was an audible thud.
An audible thud. Oh, no.
He paused at the wrong time, and this rock of a turd fell out of his pants, his costume cheap-ass fucking pants.
Oh, God.
And everyone stops, and he just doesn't even look down. Kicks it off the stage and right into the front row.
Oh my God.
And then he finishes his monologue. And it was the greatest rendition of The Lion King you've ever seen. It...
Wow.
They must have thought it was like modern art. Like, is this?
Yes.
Is this part of the show?
Oh my God. He signed it after the show. That kid's Tom Hardy now.
Holy fuck.
Oh my
genius.
God.
That is awesome.
Holy shit.
That all is right. An awesome story.
So, Bill, can I do that?
No.
Hey, Bill, Director Bill,
we'll come
I
up with something
that?
Better.
Something better.
Yeah, it's been done. So. It's been done. It's played out.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Good point. I gotta come up with something better than that.
Yeah, some other bodily function.
Please don't.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh my God.
You can't say that.
Is that the theme?
I thought it and paused.
There's really only two others.
You never know what'll happen.
I thought it and paused because I was like, you know what? No, that's probably too bad.
Oh my God. Well then, I have a question for our musical guest here. Do you have one more song?
I do have one more song, yeah.
Before we usually end the show on a song, so before we do that, I'm gonna go around the room. I know Nick has something going on this Friday. Is it Friday or
Saturday? Yeah, this Friday we're up in Alibi Ale Works up in Truckee. The Grimtones are playing with Cowboy Indian again.
Right. Fuck yeah.
We love
yeah.
them. We love them so much.
Definitely. They're always fun to play with. And then stand-up comedy. It's all over Reno. Go do it. At the library. They do it a couple nights.
They do. They do Wednesday and Sunday.
Wednesday, Sunday. Beck's Brew House. The Jungle also does it. Mm-hmm. Just come check me out there because I'm doing new material.
All right, cool. And then you guys obviously talked about the play.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Andrew in the back. Do you have anything? Does Lost Idea have a show coming up or anything?
Lost Idea actually has a show at Shay's on the 26th.
Sweet. Who are you with?
We're playing with, Defected Drones and The Afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will link that on the blog. Rick, do you have anything interesting coming up? Who are you recording?
I have. Oh, remember Ozymandias was here?
Yeah.
They are coming in the first of next month. Fuck and then yes. And then almost every weekend in February is booked with different bands. So I've got a ton of stuff happening.
Yeah. We love Ozymandias. They're
so
good.
Dude, they were so much fun. Yeah. And I'm hella excited. And they went off to California and got some stuff recorded. And then they're going to come here and get some stuff recorded here,
nice.
Too.
That's fucking
so
awesome.
It's fucking really exciting. So all that's going on. I'm just finishing up the Weapons of Mass Creation album.
Oh, good.
That's in the final little tiny touches. And I don't know if it's a secret or I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but on the album, they wanted the voice of the universe to talk to them at three breaks in the album.
Mm-hmm.
And they had me do it.
Aww.
So I'm the voice of the universe. So when you hear the universe, it's me.
Oh, I love it.
Ego boost.
I know.
Ego boost.
Just so you know, if you want to talk to the universe. Yeah. And and another thing, our Patreon, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, is we have a new Patreon subscriber.
Ooh-hoo.
And I would like to thank the glorious and amazing Keith Jewett.
Oh, I don't know who that is. But
Keith is
thanks,
one of the
Keith.
Greatest people ever. I fucking love
yeah. All of our donors are the greatest people ever.
But Keith is fucking, I see Keith all the time and I can't, and I'm always like, I'm always humbled when it sends me that message and I'm like, holy shit, what a fucking awesome person.
Nice.
And yeah, Keith does a lot of fixing guitars and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so he was working at oh my God. It's one of the record stores right here, or not record stores, one of the instrument stores right here by the house. And I forgot his name. I'm so bad. But it's closing anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
But he's an amazing person. Him and his wife are in my book club, and we read books together. So,
well, thanks,
it's
Keith.
Hella nerdy.
Thanks. And so, then if you want to support this shit show that we do every week, it's not a shit show, we record bands, singer-songwriters, whatever, for free.
We archive everything that's going on in this town. Yeah. And it will exist forever, and it will never be lost. And we'll do it for free forever. But if you want to help us bear this burden,
give us $5.
Anything.
$1.
At all. We would love you so much.
Yes.
And
I think we'll call you out on air.
The business license for a business in this town that I have to pay at the end of February is like $400.
Good God.
And So that's always a tough time because I charge very little so that the bands don't have to pay a lot so that poor people can get their records made. And then I barely have enough money to do things like pay the business license. And this year, guess what? The fucking Patreon is going to be enough to pay the business license.
Patreon. Yeah.
So God bless you people.
Yes, I'm excited.
I love you all.
What a time to be alive.
Fucking for real. For real.
Yeah.
It's like a government shutdown miracle.
Right. Speaking of government shutdown, so not to bring it down too much, but I, as most of you know, I work closely with the Generator doing a lot of things. We're offering, free daily memberships or whatever to furloughed government employees. If you've got extra time on your hands now and you're not getting paid and you want to come make stuff or do something or use the computer lab or use our Wi-Fi or whatever, we're doing that. So just hit us up on the Generator's Facebook page or just show up. And then you can go make some stuff. Use our tools. Just like hang out. Because government shutdown's bullshit.
I got a friend.
Make some art if you can.
Make some art.
Yeah.
I got a friend who's part of the government shutdown. He works at a prison.
Oh God.
And I'm like,
he has to.
You mean you're not getting paid?
He's gonna show up. He's gonna show up and the cells are empty, bro. Like
that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Prison. Isn't getting paid like
dude,
you would think?
Oh my God! I mean, would be the worst. You know how many things I would say that's
fuck?
Above my pay grade. Oh my God!
I wouldn't even
I'm not getting paid enough for this
point.
Shit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So yeah. So I wish. Yeah. Hopefully Washington will pull.
Yeah. I wish everybody
hopefully.
Well out there.
I know it's a rough time for those guys.
Damn.
So we're thinking about you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But speaking of the Generator, also I've got one thing that I want to mention that I'm going to be mentioning a lot come the next month or so. February 9th and 10th is the second annual Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. And I released the lineup last week. We've got Kevin Seconds, Eddie and the Subtitles, and the Atomics headlining. our own One Ton Dooley, Nick, and Rory's band are going to be playing I think every single band that I have booked, local band, has been on this podcast before, which is pretty rad. We've got Basement Tapes. I can't even think. There's so many. There's 18 bands over 2 days. And then we've got the kickoff party happening at Dead Ringer Analog Bar. With The Scattering, a band from Grass Valley called Animal 13, and Felipe Pendejo, who has also been on the show, who is so fucking awesome.
I love Kevin.
And then a
shit
special
in your hand, rubber on your chest.
Okay. Special shout out to Jub Jubs, who's been like really gracious and awesome to work with. They're doing our after party. We've got a band from Virginia called The Gaffer Project, band from Fresno called War Boy, hardcore punk rock, and then our own Reno We Have a Problem, everybody's favorite.
Fuck yeah.
Closing out the night. So it's going to be, 25 bands over 3 days. It's just going to be absolute madness. We've got 100 vendors. We've got 3 food trucks. It's going to be nuts. And all of this is just $5 a day or $8 for a weekend pass. So, make sure that you go and check out all of those things, and all of those things will be linked.
Well, last year, like, everybody talked about how it was one of the most amazing experiences ever.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
it
like
was
that,
awesome
right?
last year.
I'm so excited for this year. I've been looking forward to it. Ever since I saw it on Instagram, I'm like, dude, I got to go to that thing.
Oh, yeah. Andrew played last year with Infecto Skeletons.
Sure did you?
Yeah, sure he did. It was a great show. It was a great time. We were all very much blown away by the community's response. We didn't think we were going to get a quarter of the people that we did. We had 2,500 tickets sold and probably about 3,000 people over 2 days in and out of that building. And we're expecting at least double that this year. So it's just going to be, yeah. We were able to, because of the last year's success, we were able to get some bigger acts. And yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Holy
and the Atomics
shit.
Are playing.
Dude, the
fuck.
Atomics and God. Fucking and oh my God.
And they are coming on the show on the 25th, actually.
Are you fucking serious?
I didn't tell you this.
I don't pay attention to the schedule. I don't listen. I don't
we've
that's
been
not my department.
Okay, this is exciting.
Holy fuck,
we're gonna
have the Atomics?
We've been trying to get the Atomics on since 2011.
Oh
so
my God.
Yes, the Atomics will be here on February 25th.
What
I believe.
The fuck? Okay, you guys gotta start paying the Patreon, okay? We're bringing you shit like
it's
that.
Worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it at this point.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I mean, you know, not that you weren't amazing.
Oh,
you
no,
are.
No. I'll bow to the Atomics, man. That's the Wayne's World.
Great.
Wayne's World, I'm not worthy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But yeah, that's all I've got going on for a little bit. And there's some local shows and stuff happening this week that I will definitely put on the blog so you guys all know what you're going to do with your time this weekend. I think that's it.
Well, okay, shit.
Should we wrap it up with a song?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so now you can do the closeout, right?
For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Nick Ramirez, for Chewbacca, for Dogwater Dick in the Back, and for Cadillac Kim and all of our guests and listeners, thank you. Thank you so much. On the world.
We're talking out of our ass.
All right, this is a song called On Your Own that I wrote for a friend of mine. Look at you, look at all the many ways you make me feel. Look at you, look at all the splendid sights your eyes reveal. And when you're out on your own, my heart's sinking like a stone. When your tires meet the road and the signal leaves your phone, I'll be here, but somehow we won't be alone. On the road, you're far away, but all I wanna do is know. Where you'll go, but destination is a sweeter word unshown. And when you're out on your own and my heart's sinking like a stone, when your tires meet the road and the signal leaves your phone, I'll be here, but somehow we won't be alone. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. And when you're out on your own and my heart's sinking like a stone, when your tires meet the road and the signal leaves your phone, I'll be here, but somehow we won't be alone. I'll be here, but somehow we won't be alone.
I deserve to be punished.
Dogwater Studios.
It may be nasty, but it doesn't last long.